Welcome back to another episode of Arnold's Pump Club. We took off the last week from the podcast, but now we are back. Today, I want to talk about welcoming change into your life, but not in the way you usually hear about it. A lot of people on the internet talk about the importance of having a growth mindset and constantly learning. I talk to you over and over about the importance of being uncomfortable because that's when we grow and learn. I think there is a misconception that some people are born with this or develop it through great parenting and fantastic teachers and mentors. The reality is that it all progress comes from reps, not just in the gym, but all development throughout all of your life is a matter of putting in the reps. Some people feel uncomfortable when they try something new, and their only answer to the frustration is to quit. But that just guarantees failure. I want to propose a new tool for you. Don't take yourself so seriously. Go so far as laughing at yourself. Whenever I learn something new, we are working hard, but we are having a good time. We are taking the work seriously, but I am definitely not taking myself seriously. The next time you're studying for school and it feels like you can't get it and you're ready to give up, try to shake your head and laugh at yourself. When you go to the gym and that last set of squats doesn't go as well as you planned, instead of being pissed off, have a laugh. This helps remind you that there are two paths when growing and learning, frustration or joy. If you end up on the path of frustration, you will not have the fuel to keep doing the reps. Instead, you will focus on how other people are so far ahead of you that you'll never catch up. You'll become bitter and you might give up. If you realize that there is joy in growing and learning and humor in the discomfort and all of the inevitable screw-ups, you'll find more fuel to do the reps. You'll probably realize that the people who are a little farther ahead than you are only there because they've done more reps. You won't want to quit because every time you struggle to learn or fail a movie or a lift, it isn't miserable. It's fun. It also reminds you that this isn't the end of the world. When we are trying as hard as we can, it can be easy to get sucked in and think whatever we are working on is the most important thing in the universe. When you stop and laugh at yourself, it gives you a pause to realize you don't have the weight of the world on your shoulders. This week, my mission for all of you is easy. Start building a sense of humor about yourself and use it to try something uncomfortable. When something feels like you'll never get it, instead of cringing and beating yourself up, chuckle, shake your head at yourself. And try again. Go back to something you really wanted to do but quit out of frustration. Try it again and take yourself less seriously. You might be surprised by what a big difference it makes. And now, let's get to today's tips. I love a good protein shake. But before making your next protein smoothie, do you need to remove a popular fruit from the blender? A recent study suggested that blending bananas could reduce the nutritional benefits of your smoothie. While it sounds hard to believe, there is some truth to the claim. One study found that blending bananas with berries reduced the amount of polyphenols. So we looked deeper, and the panic was overstated. The study was small. 8 people in one trial and 11 people in the other. And researchers did not find that bananas stripped out all the nutrients. Instead, it examined a single type of polyphenol and found that absorption was reduced, but not completely eliminated. In other words, people still benefited from berries and bananas, but one polyphenol was reduced. There are many more nutrition benefits from bananas and berries than one polyphenol. While the banana and berry mixture might slightly reduce the ability to absorb one type of antioxidant, the overall benefit of drinking bananas and berries in a smoothie is still a health boost for your body. More research is needed to determine if the findings can be replicated. However, when you consider that some studies estimate that 90% of people don't get enough fruits and vegetables, and that 2 servings of fruit per day can reduce the risk of health problems such as cardiovascular disease, our advice is to blend the banana if you like it and enjoy. This is like the people who tell you to stop eating oatmeal. Eat the oatmeal. Enjoy the banana in your smoothie. And don't worry so much. That's it for today's episode. I created this podcast because I believe that fitness is for everyone. So I'm using the power of machines to help me deliver news, information, and support that will make you healthier. I am not a cybernetic organism, but I do have an important mission to build the positive corner of the internet and lift up the world. There's too much negativity online, and I want this podcast to give you the support you need to become a little bit better. I want to thank our editors-in-chief, Adam Bornstein and Daniel Ketchel, who helped me with this podcast and our daily newsletter, as well as our producers, Pen Name Consulting. We value all your feedback, and the three of us are here to support you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. We love hearing from you. Together, we have the strength to lift up the world.